the best in audio entertainment and healthful, happy mind expansion. This is the Midweek Drive for SirenOnline.co.uk and SouthsideBroadcasting.podbean.com.
Thank you very much. Okay, all right, moving on. Guys, you will need headphones because otherwise you will not be able to communicate with our main man from Nashville. And let's face it, if we're going to actually get Harry Bird and the Rubber Wellies across the Atlantic, this is very important. But whilst we're sorting this whole thing through, can we turn to Harry first and foremost? Harry, welcome along to the Midweek Drive. How are you?
Hi, yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Excellent. Now, I gather that you all got together in Durham, where you were covering things such as the exciting worlds of classics and all sorts of other literature. Share with us, how did you get together?
Yeah, we all knew each other when we were studying at Durham University, that's right, but we didn't actually kind of all get together in this project until about 5 years ago. But,
5 years? Yeah. Okay, now you say the project. Now, I've seen the YouTube videos.
Right, okay.
Because initially, when, you know, Ed, Lord save him, marvellous, you know, when he actually sort of came up with the whole notion, said, Harry Bird and the Rubber Wellies, I thought he's having a laugh. You know, he's, you know, surely, where are we going? I mean, you know, Cameron in Nashville, Harry Bird and the Rubber Wellies,
never heard. But we're expecting big things.
We're expecting big things. this is important. So you got together with respect to that. We were talking with Chris earlier. He was saying that obviously, you know, you part and parcel of the whole thing. Chris, curiously, has an Irish accent, even though he's born and bred in Sheffield.
Do I?
Well, no, you said it's because you spent 10 years in Dublin, is that right?
That's right, I've been living there for 10 years.
Yeah, you see, you don't sound Sheffield to me at all. Katie, does that sound like a Sheffield?
No.
It doesn't. Which, of course...
Well, West Sheffield, probably.
yes, the old West Sheffield. And, of course, that leaves us with Jamie. Jamie, what were you specialising in at Durham?
I was studying theology.
Right. So we got theology. Harry, you were?
I studied anthropology and studies of the Middle East.
And memory loss.
Yeah, and memory loss.
Nice one, Cameron. You know, steady. Always keep the talent happy. That's a major rule of these things. And Chris?
I was doing French and music.
Right, so French and music, anthropology, theology. Sounds as though we're in for an interesting... Listen, I'll tell you what, Cameron, do you think we should actually launch with the first of Harry Bird and the Rubber Wellies? I know we've got a classic track from your own self coming up with it, which is Nick Kanger, shortly, but are you ready for... Are you ready for a little bit of radio magic?
Yeah, I hate to use this phrase, but hit me with your Harry Bird.
Hit me with the Harry Bird as opposed to Harry Bird. Sometimes it's lost in translation. Guys, take it away. I'm about to actually listen to the exciting world of Harry Bird and the Rubber Wellies.
This is a song it's actually just been released on vinyl.
How wonderfully retro.
Yeah, there you go. It's called Kettle of Silver. And it goes like this. Right, lads. A long time ago, well, that kettle is cursed by a spell that's so strong that he who lays hands on it won't live for long. I guess if I'm the fall for such a dirty fairy trick, I better go and spend all of that silver pretty quick. Well, I don't want your pudding bowls or glasses full of wine. I don't want your iron pans or beans or bacon rind. I'm gonna wrap my web in invisible ink. That kettle full of silver has been given me.
Quite frankly, blown away. Cameron Tilbury, what did you make of Kettle Full of Silver with Harry Bird and the Rubber Wellies?
Very cool. Very cool sound. not like anything you're hearing out at all, so that's a good thing.
I'm
that's
thinking really Mumford and Sons, each hour to eat your humble pie, it's gone, it's completely wrapped yep. up, you know? These guys have taken yep. the whole thing through.
Now, see, this would be a great way to market yourselves over here. If you ask somebody to throw you a copy of your record, can you just use the phrase, flip me the bird, and that'll work over here.
I like we're going there. A little bit rude, a little bit naughty, but, you know, it's always good, you know, if you're actually getting that whole sort of process together.
There you go.
Right, fantastic stuff there. Katie, what did you make of Harry Bird and the Rubber Wellies?
I thought it was really good, very refreshing.
It is. It's yeah. the sort of thing that's going to get the midweek drive going in every sense of the word. We've been remiss in our duties. We forgot to mention Penny Evans. We're mentioning Penny Evans now because she sent lots of good wishes to yours truly last week, which is very good. And we're advertising the Spring Fair in Buxton for May the 6th. It's going to be 10 a.m. through to 5 p.m. And Penny's going to be performing tribute songs from Kate Bush, ABBA, Bond themes and musicals, as Penny's from Evan, between the whole thing. That's Buxton Spring Fair debut, and it's taking place on May the 6th. So excellent stuff as far as that's concerned. Guys, you're off to perform in Lincoln this very evening, aren't you? I mean, let's go back to Harry again. Where are you off to?
That's right. We're playing in St. Mary Magdalene's Church. That's, you would... No better than
it's the equivalent to the Hollywood Bowl in Lincoln.
That's right, yeah.
It's that kind of sort of atmosphere.
It's wild.
I'm thinking it's either that or possibly, you know, the Rock City, sort of New York scenario.
There you go.
That's sort of setup.
Something similar.
or maybe, what is it, in Nashville you've got the old Opry?
We've got the Grand Ole Opry, which is the big modern place, but the historic stage there. But the Ryman Auditorium is right downtown, consistently voted one of the top venues in the country. So,
okay. So in this campaign, to obviously get Harry Bird and the Rubber Wellies, do you know what the Rubber Wellies actually are in North America? Or is that something where you just think, oh, you're British, you're so cool?
Well, I think some people may know what it is. I mean, I know what it is, obviously.
Because that's because you lived in Peterborough for a time, Cameron. You know, let's be honest. You know.
Well, yeah. In which case, you're wearing those all the time there.
Well, that's what country shows are all about. Guys, I'm going to be very cheeky and say, have you got another little number you can actually perform for us?
Yeah, we do.
It's fantastic, you know. Not more than just a one-trick welly. It's fantastic.
Yeah, let's do. We'll do something in a similar vein, just because we're all sort of set up that way. So we'll maybe do a song called Link for My Chain. It's about cycling.
Nice, you see, ecologically sound as well.
Yeah, it's about cycling, and I live in the Basque Country in a place called Bilbao, and this is...
We won't talk about German and Spanish teams, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I actually missed the game last night. Yeah. I imagine Barcelona didn't win.
Barcelona play tonight.
Okay.
Obviously Real Madrid, which you wouldn't care less about being a Basque person.
No.
They lost. They won 2-0, but they lost 4-3 overall. Nice. I'm not going to get Cameron started on what Tottenham did to my beloved Manchester City a wee while ago. I maintain that's what sort of set me off on a whole trauma side of things, but never mind. And then when Katie actually likes Manchester United winning, whatever. Okay.
This is sort of a wee bit about the Basque Country. There's a route, a cycle route of a few Basque villages at the end. And if you feel like joining in, we need a couple of cheers at the end.
Cheers, Katie.
Yeah, you'll sort of get the idea, I think.
Is this young man from British Bishop Grotesque, by the way? That's all right. I just wondered who this strange person was. Some sort of groupie that turned up. Well done. Good to meet you. Okay, once again, here on Siren 107.3 FM, the Midweek Drive, we are blessed with some live music. It's coming from the fabulous Harry Bird and the Rubber Wellies.
Chain on the new one, more length for my chain.
You see, last week, guys, when I was feeling a little bit under the weather, I had a show I missed the first time in many a year and various other bits and pieces, the guy sitting in for me, Ed Wellman, he plays Rick Astley. Well, I think, you know, we have played basically something which is guaranteed to create good sounding health across the bass. What say you, Cameron?
guys, man, they've got a great sound. You guys, seriously, hope great things happen for you. Great sound.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris, Jamie, and Harry Bird and the Rubber Wellies. By the way, where did the Rubber Wellies come from? Right, just out of interest, or is it kind of, is it something secret you can't say? Cause
well, it's a...
yeah. It's not a euphemism, is it? I mean, we can't cope with that this time of the day.
No. We're just very fond of welly-shaped biscuits.
Oh.
That's what it came
but
from.
But if they're rubber welly-shaped, we'll progress on that for the whole routine. Guys, many thanks indeed. We trust you've enjoyed your little session here with us at Siren 107.3 FM's Midweek Drive.
We have.
Thank you so much.
We have enjoyed very much you being here. We'll take a photo shoot at the end. We now get a chance to actually sort of just reciprocate a little bit. And Cameron, would you like to introduce When You Wake Up and Nick Kanger to us?
Yeah, and Nick Kanger, we played this song a couple weeks ago on the show, and it was his international debut with the song, and the response was just incredible for it. We launched the single on Monday, and it's very unique because normally when you're launching a new artist, you don't launch a ballad, and you don't launch an acoustic version of a ballad. But we've done it with Nick, and just in the past few days, we've had so many radio stations around the world adding it. This is a great kid. He's going to go and do really big things. His name is Nick Kanger, and this is a song called When She Wakes Up and Finds Him. 'Cause I don't want to see me leaving in her eyes. And I can't stand to watch her watch me make her cry. And I don't know where I'm. Finds me gone.
So, Cameron, I'm thinking maybe a kind of Nick Kanger and Harry Bird and the Rubber Wellies kind of grand tour. What do you think?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, there we are, excellent. Cameron, any final questions you want to put to the team here? They just packed up their instruments, everything's all sorted out, etc. Before, obviously, we head off to the wonderful world of Tapao with the lead singer, of course, Carol Decker. So who would you like to sort of speak to, Cameron? Would you like to speak to Harry, Jamie, or Chris?
Well, I think, you know, to all of them, you guys should join the Americana Music Association if you're not already members, and you should really start looking at showcasing what you're doing over here in the U.S. You've got a really hot sound that's really popular right now, and you could probably do some pretty big things over here.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, I mean, we'd love to go on, you know.
I'll tell you what, Cameron, if I sort of, I'm happy, are you happy for me to pass on your details to these guys?
Yeah.
And you can sort things out,
absolutely.
Can liaise, et cetera, so we'll get that get the address. So
you
see,
it's
bonding all sorts of ways. Obviously, we'll only take 15%, so got to make a living some way, shape, or form from that point of view. And Rowan, what did you make Cameron's choice this week?
Yeah, really nice.
Very good.
Relaxing.
Right. That's nice. That's good. Exactly. Okay, Katie?
Very calm.
Calming, exactly. Katie, last two questions for Cameron, please.
Cameron, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
I certainly have, thank you.
And can we look forward to connecting with you in the near future?
Yes, ma'am, you certainly can.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. It's fantastic. It's genius stuff. You remember Carol Decker, of course, don't you, Cameron?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's on next.